All right. So, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Oliver.
Yeah.
How hard was it to find your way on your own?
Not very hard.
No. Was it easier when you had Levi's help guiding you?
No. And maybe run into stuff.
Yeah, but it was a little bit easier. I mean, you didn't have to crawl around on your knees. Well, yeah, I think he was being reluctant to trust Levi, I think was the problem that Levi, or that Link was struggling with. He just didn't trust him, which that'll go hand in hand with what we're going to be talking about today. Last week, we talked about emotions, okay? We talked about how you can deal with the negative ones, and that it's important that you understand that your emotions are going to change. Like, you're not always going to be stuck in that. That positive, the high that you're feeling or the low that you're feeling, your emotions will change. And then we talked about one emotion that God is always okay with. Does anybody remember what emotion that was?
Grr.
None of you guys remember what the emotion was that God is okay with. We gotta work on retention. Just like the memory verse. We gotta work on remembering. Not anger. Compassion. God is always okay with compassion. So that's just a quick summary of what we went over last week. If you didn't get it, go back and listen to it. This week, we're going to be talking about independence. To you guys, what does independence look like to you? Like, what does it mean? Lincoln?
Being able to do stuff on your own.
Being able to do stuff on your own. Does anybody else have any more? Like, what does independence mean? What does it look like to you? Anybody? Man, you guys are nobody. Is it because you don't know or you're just afraid to say? A little bit of both? I don't know. As you guys are getting older, like Lincoln said, you want to be able to do stuff on your own. You want to be independent. You want to have freedom, so to speak. You want to... Not only that, you're expected to be more independent. You're expected to do things from your parents, more things by yourself. Getting yourself out of bed for school, making your own lunch, no longer having to take, no longer being told to bathe. Hopefully none of you guys have to be told to bathe still. Simple tasks that you guys should be able to do without being told. But you guys desire to be independent in other areas. Like Lincoln said, being able to do stuff on your own, having less rules, having more downtime on your phone, all the apps that you want to have, being able to just, you know, be out as late as you want, later curfews. Link said, like, you guys, most of you would assume that independence means not having any rules, no one telling me what to do, no one making decisions for me, me being able to just decide what I want to do, when I want to do it, and do it on my own. I will say that, yes, as you grow up, that can be what independence looks like. You don't have anybody telling you what to do to some regard. You don't have any parents and all of them to tell you what to do, where to go, how to be there. But as you get older, independence doesn't really look like what you think it look like. As you get older, independence may not be what you think it is. Nowhere in the Bible are you going to see that it's telling you you don't have any rules to follow. In fact, as you grow up, you're going to find out that you honestly have more rules than when you were younger. You got to be at work on time. You have somebody telling you, like, oh, you got to clock in by this time every day. You got to drive your car a certain way once you get your driver's license. You can't just drive as you please. There are rules that you have to follow when you're on the road. Speed limits. Using your turn signals at certain times. How long you have to stop at a stop sign. Bills. You guys are going to have bills. You're going to have responsibilities. A cell phone, car insurance, electricity.
Dealing with the IRS.
Dealing with the IRS. Yeah.
I'm going to make my parents pay my bills.
Well, I don't think that'll work over very well for you. Even as you grow up and you have kids, there's even rules as being a parent. Ways that you parent your children. Obviously, you're not allowed to be abusive to your kids. You're required to send them to school. You need to provide for them. They have to have clothes and food and all of those things. Those are all things that you have to do. You have a long list of rules as you grow up and become an adult. I would say that, as an adult, you have more rules, than when you guys are your age. I know that at that time of my life, it didn't really seem like it to me, but as I grow older, I look back and I'm like, I was never more free than I was when I was in junior high, high school. My parents provided. They brought groceries I never had to worry about, you know, school clothes, all of that. Like, I didn't have to worry about any of that. My day consisted of getting up, going to school, hanging out with my friends or playing sports, and then playing video games, you know. I didn't have to worry. Somebody was going to cook food, you know. It was going to be there. I didn't have to worry about paying the water bill. Somebody paid it, you know. I got warm showers. I don't know how. I just did. That was all things I didn't have to worry about as a kid. When you grow up, that is stuff that, you know, those responsibilities are going to become yours. So, your independence can be looked at by most in two different ways. First, being like Oliver said, or Lincoln said, that you don't have to rely on anybody else. You don't have to depend on anybody else. That you have the freedom to do what you want when you want. And the other way is freedom from rules. No one telling you what to do and what you can't do. But what does the Bible tell us? What does the Bible tell us about being independent? So that's what we're going to be focused on today. Turn with me to Galatians, if you guys would. 5:13 is where we're going to be. We spent some time there last week, but this is where we're kind of going through in the men's breakfast. So, and there's a lot of good stuff to get out of this. When you get there, raise your hand. Galatians 5:13. Oliver? Yes. Anybody else there? If you're in the new Bible or the church Bible, tell me what page it's on. 1559. 1559 for those of you using the church ones. 1559.
What is it?
Galatians 5:13. All right, Oliver, go ahead and read it for us.
5:13.
Yes, sir.
For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another.
Liberty. Liberty is freedom. And it says, use not liberty, your freedom, for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. God sent his son to die on a cross for us, to be free from bondage and sin in our lives. But he wants us to use the freedom, that freedom that he gave us, to do what is right and to serve and follow him and to care about others. There's most Sunday when you leave out of here, Brian says, love God, love people. You see, as you guys are growing up, you're gaining more freedom. But if you don't find a place of balance between the freedom that you're getting, like the freedom of responsibilities and all that you're receiving as you get older, then you can find yourself in like a bad spot. If you don't know how to manage your time, if you don't know how, you know, if you're supposed to get up for school and you don't get up for school, you're rushed or you're late, it sets your whole day off. You know, if you don't take a shower for a couple days, then you know, you go to grab something from a high shelf, you're like, ooh, you know, I stink a little bit, you know. You can find yourself in a bad spot if you're not learning how to balance the independence that you're gaining as you get older, from like the freedom that you're getting from your parents telling you to do that stuff. There is such a thing as too much independence, and you have to have time for your relationship with others as well as for God. But you just can't be too independent. You don't want to be just, you know, I don't want to be around anybody. I just want to be by myself. I want to be doing what I want. I don't want friends wanting to do things that I don't want to do. I just want to, you know, you can be too independent, and that too can be a lonely spot to be in. There isn't much talk about independence in the Bible, but one of the running themes throughout the entire Bible is dependence. What does it mean to be dependent? Anybody besides Lincoln? Lincoln's got all the answers. Go ahead. Yes, you rely on somebody. You rely on somebody or someone. From the moment you come out of the womb, you guys are dependent on your parents, your mother, to feed and provide for you. All the way up to now. Even now, you're dependent on them. And you might think that as you become an adult, maybe, you know, like, I don't have to be dependent on anybody. But the running theme that we see through all throughout the Bible is about our dependence on God. Turn to John 15:5 for me, if you would. It's back to the left in your Bible, if you're looking at it. John 15:5. You going to read it for us, Ethan? Give everybody like two more seconds to get there. It's not First John. It's just John. Yes, with no numbers. Yes, John 15:5. Is it kind of long? It's not bad. It's like a paragraph, you know? A normal Bible blurb. You can read it, bud.
I am the vine, ye are the branches, he that abideth in me, and I in him. The same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing.
He's the vine, and we are the, he's the vine, we are the branches. He that abideth in him, and I in him, or abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. Hey, I don't mind you guys getting a drink. Try to do that before we get started, though. No, Bailey, you can get a drink. Just, it's distracting when you guys get up in class. Please try to do that before. All right?
I think four of you know that I've got nothing.
Yeah, it's cool that we have the refrigerator in here, but we got to make sure that we get that done before we start the lesson. So that everybody's not looking at you like, hey, what are you doing? Alright, I am the vine, you are the branches. John 15:5. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. Turn to Philippians 4:13. Trying to paint a picture here. Philippians, back to the right. A few chapters.
What did you say?
Philippians 4:13. Right after Ephesians. If you pass Ephesians, it's right there. Huh? I got you, buddy. You can read it. Let's give them a second. If you guys got the new Bible or the church Bible, some of you should know this. Philippians 4:13. Huh?
What page is it on the new Bible?
Bryson, you there with the church Bible? No?
1647
in yours. It's 1569 in mine. So I don't know in the new Bible. When somebody gets there, shout it out. Oliver is already there. He's just going to read it out loud for the sake of time.
Go. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Yes, sir.
I honestly feel like I slightly memorized the verse because I didn't even look at it.
Yeah. I'm sure we've all heard this one and you should have it memorized. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Psalms 121:2. I'm trying to paint a picture here, so I'm just going to read these out. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. All verses about our dependence on God, and how with Him, He gives us strength, He is our refuge, we can do all things through Him. You see, the theme of depending on God runs all the way through the Bible, Old Testament to New Testament, and the sooner we come to the realization in our lives, the sooner you guys hit a point in your walk where you realize that we need to depend on God, then the easier things going forward will be for you. When you put your trust in God, when you put your dependence in Him, things will come easier to you. I know all of you desire no one telling you what to do. You don't want to read your Bible because you're told to do it. You want to do it because you want to do it. And those are things that you should want. Because we put our dependence in God, what He has for us in our lives, what He can do for us is truly great. He can do things that He can get you through times where you think that He can't. He can get you through stuff that you don't think you yourself can get through. Things that you never thought you could accomplish on your own. If you put your dependence on God, if you're investing in your relationship with Him, God will get you through that stuff. That's the type of relationship that God desires for us. One where we're investing in Him, we're getting to know Him, and in return, we're growing to love Him. The more you spend time in your Word, the more you're reading your Bible, the more truly you will grow to love the time that you have in your Bible, the time you have with the Lord. And then when we learn, like, as you grow in that area, you're going to become dependent on it. You're going to feel like your day's not going to be complete if you're not reading your Bible, if you're not getting into it. You're going to feel emptiness. And then His faith in you and your faith will grow. People will always let us down. Man, society, we're always going to be let down by people. But God never will. He already has had a major impact on your life without you even knowing it. He gave you life, and then He sent His Son to die for your sins, that Before you even knew you could sin, you were a sinner. And God sent his son to die for you. So, like I said, people are going to always let you down. God never will. Does this mean that we can't depend on people, though? Where'd you get your shirt?
Huh?
Where'd you get your shirt? Did you make that?
No.
You didn't?
No, I got it from...
Ollie, that bottle of water. Where'd you get it? Refrigerator? Where'd it come from there?
The store?
The store? Who do you think made the bottle?
Where the company is?
Yeah, right? Your phone. Any of you got phones?
Yeah.
You guys make those yourself?
No.
Components, all of it? Bryson, that paper that you're drawing on. Do you do that? You cut the tree down, mill it, run it through paper, make paper? Do you get what I'm saying? You guys are dependent on people before you even know it. Every day, you depend on somebody else to get things where they need to be, and you don't even know that you're depending on them. None of us here are making our own clothes, making our own food, you know, creating our own energy. These lights didn't come on because I'm out backpedaling a bike. They're on because somebody did what they were supposed to do to make sure that they stay on. If you really think about it, you depend on people all day, every day. So does it mean that we can't depend on other people? No. The problem comes, though, when you get too dependent on somebody else. When you get too dependent on somebody doing things for you, where you feel like you can't function without them doing those things for you. Examples I have is getting up in the morning. For you guys, the being too dependent would be like being too dependent on a friend, being too dependent on your parents, you know? Yeah, if you can't get out of bed in the morning on your own to get ready for school, you're dependent on your parents. And at your guys' age, that's something you guys should be doing on your own. Making your lunch for school in the morning, maybe some of you guys eat school lunch. Well, just imagine that the lunch lady doesn't show up that day, you know? Now you're not eating. What if they all five don't show up then? Struggle's real. Reminder to bathe. All these things at this point in your guys' life are things that you guys should be able to do on your own. Okay? Your parents don't physically dress you anymore. I have to dress Zevin. Zevin can't put a shirt on. But at your guys' age, hopefully, you guys are all getting dressed on your own. So like I said earlier, you don't want to be too dependent on somebody. Okay? You don't want to depend on somebody to do everything for you, but you also don't want to be so independent that you're just a loner, you're all by yourself, you're not around other people. You gotta find balance in that. Balance between still needing your parents and also being able to contribute on your own in society and be responsible for yourselves as well. If I'm being honest, finding that balance, will be something that you guys are gonna deal with that your whole life. As you grow older, once you receive that freedom, like moving out of your parents' house and you get your own apartment, you're still going to struggle with finding balance of, like, do I just want to say, no, never going to work again, you know, never going to do this, I'm just going to do whatever I want, I'm going to go wherever I want. Like, you want total freedom, no one's going to do. Well, all things cost money. How are you going to pay for traveling the world and doing this, that, and the other? Like, you're going, you know. Huh?
Make your parents.
I promise you, you're going to hit a point in life and your dad is going to be like, Lincoln, no more money. And you're going to be like, oh, man.
No, if you're traveling the world, you're probably going to spend 20 grand less.
Yeah, you're going to spend a lot of the money.
Living
life isn't cheap, okay? But anyways, the older you get, you're going to grow in independence. You're going to grow in responsibilities. You have to get a job. You're going to have to earn money. You're going to find a husband. You're going to find a wife. You're going to start a family. You're going to have to raise your kids. All of those things, getting a job and all that requires you guys pay attention. Lincoln, turn around. All of the things that you think are freedom when you grow up to become an adult, like that you reach ultimate independence, all of those things require you to be dependent on somebody else. You get a job, you have a boss. You're dependent on them to make sure that the business keeps running. You get a wife or a husband, you're dependent on them to actually invest in your relationship to make your marriage work. You have kids. You are now, they're dependent upon you to make sure that they can function. You build a family, you buy a house, you have responsibilities, bills, all of that. Independence, the freedom from rules and all that, it might not look exactly like you guys were thinking it was. God should be first and foremost on our list of things that we need to be dependent on. So like I said earlier, independence, like it may not look like you guys think. This probably comes as a buzzkill to a lot of you. You're like, man, I just can't wait until I don't live at my mom and dad's house and I can stay up till midnight every night and I don't know, do all the things that you think you think in your heart that you want to do. You want to be able to talk to boys. You want to be able to go to dances. You want to be able to talk to, have a girlfriend. You want to be able to have unlimited downtime on your phone to play video games. All these things are the things that the world tells you that you need in order to be independent. Independence should look like us doing our part, being responsible with what is in front of us, but also with helping others and contributing to society where we can. That's what independence should look like, just doing your part. So to summarize everything that we just talked about, as you gain independence, we should also grow in dependence. As we gain independence, we should also grow in dependence. It's a tongue twister. But as in God, our dependence in God should grow. What?
What was your question, Lincoln?
I said when we grow in independence. Or wait.
When we grow independence.
When we grow independence, we should
grow independence. Yeah. What this means is that we need to be studying our Bible and finding out more about God and who He is and what He says. It means that we actually need to have a prayer life. If you guys aren't praying even before dinner or on your own at night before bed, if you don't have a prayer life, then you're not actively taking time to pick up the phone and call God and just have a conversation, talk to Him. And if God is telling us to do something, if you're reading your Bible and God is telling you to do something, you need to be obedient. You need to be obeying what the Word is telling you. And when you feel like you've hit a wall, when you feel like you're at a low spot, like we talked about with our emotions, like you feel like you're sad beyond all doubt, then you gotta ask for help. You gotta ask God for help. Pray. Ask Him for help. It doesn't really sound like a whole lot of independence though. All of that, does it? Like, it sounds like, man, that's a huge commitment. But I can promise you that if you're doing these things, living life, it'll feel a whole lot better. Turn to John 10:10. We were just in John. Let's go back to John. Okay? When you get there, raise your hand.
I had it up before her.
I know you did, but I'm going to let somebody else read it because, Oliver, you're just quick with it. If we did sword drills, you'd be whooping everybody. Adeline. It's hold on. Give everybody another second. Let them get there, and then we'll read it out. Okay. What are you doing over there? What are you reading? Only ask for like 20, 25 minutes of your time. Every Sunday, that's it. That's all I ask. Focus, and we'll have fun, and we'll learn about the Lord, and it'll be a good day. Adeline, if you're there, read it out loud.
The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Who has a red letter Bible?
Who has a what?
Oh. Are your words red in your Bible?
Yep.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Are the words red in your Bible?
Red butter Bible.
That verse.
Oh, yes.
I thought he
do you guys, are they red? Yeah. Who can tell me what that means?
Huh?
Jesus is talking, okay? It says that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Who do you think the thief is in this situation?
Satan.
Satan, okay? The thief is the devil, and it says in this passage, it says clearly, his purpose is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The devil is what the worldly view of independence is. His, like, everything that you perceive, all the independence, the freedom from rules that you think you desire, that is the devil telling you that these are the things that you want. These are the things that, this is what freedom looks like. That's the worldly view of what freedom looks like. So when you feel like your parents are trying to control your everything and just to make you miserable, just to know that, you just need to know that that's the devil making you angry that your parents are keeping you from your fleshly desires. Like, we're just trying to keep you, hey girls, we're just trying to keep you guys from doing the things that you think you need to do. I promise you, you don't need to spend 15 hours on Fortnite a day. It's not going to give you, you're not going to gain anything from it. You might be pretty good at Fortnite, but it's not going to do anything for you. This passage, that's great, but honestly, how are you glorifying God in that?
You win millions if you buy Bibles for people.
All right, let's finish this passage though. What?
You can't
Okay. Yeah. This passage goes on with Jesus saying, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. When you feel like you need more independence, is this not what we're all trying? Isn't this what we're seeking? Like, to live life more abundantly?
Yeah.
To have a rich and satisfying life? To feel like when you go to bed at night, you just feel like you accomplished something. You're like, I had a good day today. You know, I hung out with my friends. I got to do the things I wanted to do. We had a pretty good meal. You know, at the end of the day, I think all of us, that's our desire, is just to go to bed and to have a rich and abundant and satisfying life. You're only going to find that satisfying feeling with Jesus, through Jesus. So when you think you need to be more independent, maybe you need to become more dependent on God. Levi, you want to pray us out? And then we'll get over there. Okay?